Fight Back with Ali C.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. You know, I thought that our opening segment with James Turk was very, very interesting. James's rationale for gold continuing to escalate in price is that gold is eventually going to, sooner rather than later, really, really become the true money. And what we're seeing in the precious metals markets right now is very, very interesting in that yesterday gold traded above $1,630 an ounce, which was, an all-time high. I think that's going to continue. But, you know, my buddy Rick Ackerman, who is a great technician, is going to help me out in this first segment here, talking about what his new numbers are for gold. I read Rick's alerts every single day, and he sends out a lot of them. Rick, you're looking at gold above $1,700 an ounce. Talk about the time frame and talk about your rationale behind that one.
Well, let me say, first of all, one reason that I don't make many mistakes on the trend is that I don't try to see out farther than my headlights give me light. I sort of take the rally target step by step, and right now I'm looking for 1652 on the August COMEX gold, but anything above that would yield a target of it's in the 1700s. So when the futures contracts hit these what I call hidden pivot targets, I watch the interaction, and if it just simply blows through the target, there is what's called the chopped liver rule in effect, namely that these targets aren't chopped liver, that they're really there, and that any trend that blows through them is pretty strong. So, but that said, it's amazing to me how much of a struggle it's been for gold to make each one of these targets, and I don't read that so much as a sign of weakness or even incipient weakness, but rather as gold just kind of playing cat and mouse because the expectations have, let's say, diffused. Everybody, I'm going to use this word in quotes, knows that gold and silver are going higher, so that the evasive maneuvers that that gold and silver are taking to prevent all of us from becoming effortlessly rich are more devious.
You know, I have to tell you, what I find interesting about what you're saying can be summed up in a comment that I got from a listener yesterday that I want to share this with some of the other listeners, because I think that it's really important. But this fellow is saying, the fellow's name is Paul S., and Paul S. is saying, anger to a point is not good. Makes a person not think. I didn't create the deficit, not my problem. I go to work, pay my taxes, be responsible, buy bullion, physical and equities, sit back and watch people lose it, emotions, and make some money in the process, and then pay some taxes. My future looks bright. Why be angry? Just trade the price action. What do you think about that comment?
Well, I think that's a very good attitude, to sort of sit back. If you feel like you've got a handle on the fundamentals, then just let it go and don't let the shakeouts and the swings screw with your head. And I know my most valuable experience for sort of hearing about a stock, hearing nothing good about it as it went higher and higher and higher, was Microsoft. I worked at the Pacific Exchange, and Microsoft was one of the options. That was one of my primary market maker stocks. And there was a guy in the pit who, from the mid-'80s on, never ran out of reasons for why Microsoft was a dead duck, why the stock was way overpriced and why it was going to fall. And, of course, over the years, it just went higher and higher and higher. And, 10, 15 years later, you look at it, you think, well, this was a great company, and they made a lot of money for their shareholders. But, of course, there's never a shortage of reasons why you could put the knock on it. So we've got a situation in gold and silver. It's just going up, and the basic fact is that the whole world has gone nuts with paper money, and gold and silver are simply responding to that, and there's nothing that's going to change that, really, or at least nothing short of an asteroid hitting the Earth. So, you know, the fundamentals are in place to push it higher, but on any given day, you know, sure, you're going to come up with a dozen reasons why gold has had it up here, why the bull market should be ending.
You know, it's interesting. This whole thing, I want to read one more quote that I find to be interesting. We've got some great folks on our blog, but there's a fellow by the name of Castanero, and he says, and here's another quote, "Hey, gang, what's playing out on the global stage has been in the planning for a long time. No sense wasting good energy and emotion trying to appeal to reason and common sense. These knuckleheads only understand one thing. They will only stop their destructive ways when a force greater than their own is applied to them. Prepare to prosper for the coming chaos." Ain't that the truth, huh, Rick?
Well, I agree, and you've got a lot of people hanging on. The disappointment is there in some of the junior miners. You know there's good value there, but you just think, how long is it going to take for the world to find it?
How long is it going to take for the world to find it? Rick, now, in your newsletter, you know, you talk about a whole lot of things. You talk about technical factors. You talk about commodities. You talk about companies. Okay, now, if someone who wants to agree with some of, you know, with our listeners, Castanero and the rest of these great folks, what would you suggest that they do to protect themselves?
Well, I would say, for one, you should have an inventory of actual precious metal, you know, gold coins, not necessarily collectibles, but the gold or silver coins. And I know from experience, I'll look at stocks and I'll get depressed about, you know, some stock that hasn't moved in 2 or 3 years, and I'll blow it out, change my portfolio. But the coins are a little harder to sell, and I found that I keep one on my desk, a maple leaf, just to look at because it's such a pretty piece of metal. But you tend not to want to part with physical gold in the way that you might with stocks. So physical gold is just a very, very good way to hedge the worst.
I got to tell you, I agree with that. I don't have I don't have a lot of physical gold, but I have a fair amount of physical silver that Kathy and I have taken possession of, you know, and to remind myself, you know, every single waking minute about the situation that we're in right now, I carry a 1 ounce silver piece that I got from Endeavor Silver. I carry it in my pocket. I use it for a marker on the putting greens in the golf course, etc. It, you know, physical silver in my case gives me a whole bunch of security, because I firmly believe, and I'd like to get your view on this, but Rick, I got to tell you, man, I firmly believe that if the U.S. currency system collapses, and I'm not suggesting that it will, but there is a chance, you got to admit, and the chances are getting better and better by the minute. I think our silver rounds, our 1 ounce silver rounds, could keep us in food, because I think the natural transition, you know, in terms of some medium of exchange, you're going to see a lot of barter, I think, but I think that the natural transition may very well just occur going towards silver coins. What are your thoughts on that?
I like the idea of silver being the money of utility if things really, really go seriously awry. You know, if we get on, let's say, a barter basis, a gold coin, it's hard to separate it so that you can sort of to break it up so that you've got whatever you need to buy a loaf of bread. But I think that silver coins have a certain utility. I know that I'm always going to the coin shop. My son, my younger son, just got a birthday check from his grandmother, and I took the entire amount of it and bought silver Morgan silver dollars. So I like the idea of silver. It's just a very practical thing to have. And, of course, I can't help but be aware that it wasn't too long ago that slot machines paid off in silver. You know, you could put a silver dollar in and hit a jackpot and get, you know, 500 silver dollar coins. Well, these days it would cost you, 40 times as much to buy them back.
Rick, I agree with you 100%. Listen, you guys, again, let me stress, Rick's website is a good one. Okay, we're going to be back in the next three segments. We're going to be talking about some specific events, investments you may want to consider.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Coraline Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Appreciate you joining me. In response to many, many requests I've had, I'm going to spend a little more time talking about publicly traded companies that I have an interest in. I'm going to start out right now talking about a company by the name of Soho Resources. Soho Resources, in the interest of full disclosure, is a company that Kathy and I invested in, I guess, a couple of 3 months ago, and they are also a sponsor on our website. We invested in it because we met Ralph Shearing, who's on the line with me right now, who I've got an awful lot of respect for this guy, and I think if you had the opportunity to meet him or if you look at his background, you would share my opinion. I also like the part of the world that they're working in, which is a very, very stable part of Mexico. Having said that, just by way of an introduction, Soho Resources has a net present value based on the assets that are 43-101 compliant of $109.6 million. The mine life of this particular asset is 11 years, so it's a very, very interesting situation to say the least. I spoke with you, Ralph, I guess, oh gosh, a month or so ago, and you've been traveling, you've been in Europe, you've been traveling around the United States, but in terms of the company, what exactly, where do you stand right now? You know, talking in circles here, before you go into that, just give us a 2 or 3 minute summary of Soho Resources, would you?
Yes, thanks, Alan. Thanks for those kind words. Soho is an exploration company. We have an advanced project in northwestern Durango called Tahuelto. That's the one that has a preliminary economic assessment out on it. We have one other small, young project, an early exploration called Hope Extinta in Sinaloa. So we're concentrating in Mexico.
Concentrating in Mexico. Now, having said that, just a couple of words on your experience with the security issues down there, because I know a lot of our listeners are not what I would call sophisticated investors, and they read the headlines and they think, oh my God, Mexico, not a chance. What's your experience?
Well, very briefly, most of the headlines you see from the security issues in Mexico are along the U.S.-Mexican border or in the major cities. Out in the Sierra Madres, where we're working, there is a general understanding amongst ourselves as mining explorers and the communities at large is that we do our business, and we don't. There's been very, very little or almost no problems with that element in Mexico. So we effectively explore. There's a good understanding amongst various parties that they go about their business, we go about our business. And most mining companies and exploration help out communities immensely in remote areas. So we have had no problems on our site.
Yeah, I know for a fact, actually, that what you're saying is absolutely correct. I've been to Mexico a couple of times, fairly recently, last couple of years, and, you know, the only thing down there is people up here have no concept of how tight the security is down there. You know, it really, really is interesting, and I felt very, very safe, in certainly in the parts of the country that we were in. Anyway, having said that, talk about the assets, would you, Ralph?
Sure. Tahuelto is a sort of an advanced stage project. We're in a pre-feasibility data collection at the moment. We have a good 43-101 resource. It's about 12 million tons. It gives us about 11-year mine life as the mine is planned right now. It's partially open pit, partially underground. I would say 25-30% of the resource is open pitable. And this is really just the tip of the iceberg of the project. There's much, much more to discover. It's one structure out of numerous structures. Even all of the ore bodies are open along strike and depth on this major structure we have been drilling on. But there's many more structures to go after. So I believe we'll be able to continue to add resources to the company over a long period of time. We've had some very interesting things happening over the last little while. We've had an updated research report from Objective Capital that gives us quite a good value. They're predicting a 47-cent value on our current assets with lots of upside potential as the project matures. Even if it just matures with what the resource we have now through the feasibility study, they put a much higher price on that, on the stock from that. And if we add more resources out of future exploration, which can easily be done as long as we are capitalized to do that, the value just continues to increase. So it's a very robust project. The preliminary economics are very good. As you mentioned, there's $110 million net present value. Internal rate of return about 31%. And that pays back in a year and a half, 2 years. So it's a very good project with lots of upside potential.
Ralph, talking a little bit about the asset that you mentioned, the 12 million tons, a lot of our listeners are very cognizant of what National Instrument 43-101 means in Canada. A lot of people are very, very cognizant of the fact that it is truly an objective, honest, under penalty of law resource. But there are various categories, okay? NI 43-101 has various categories going all the way from proven to inferred, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what category are your assets in?
Well, the preliminary economic is generally done on all categories, from inferred to measured and indicated. Our particular project has 40% in the inferred category, 60% in measured and indicated. And one of the tasks we have right now, which we're currently working on with one drill rig, is to increase the confidence of the inferred resources into the measured and indicated categories. So that's required to support pre-feasibility studies, that's our target. We're going towards a pre-feasibility study in the near future.
Ralph, do me a favor. Tell our listeners what measured and indicated specifically means.
In various deposits, it's different. But in our particular deposit, we initially start drilling along these structures on 100 meters between drill holes. That will give you an inferred resource. If you tighten up to 50 meters between drill holes, then we can get a measured and indicated resources. And it's a bit, it's really based on the confidence of the model and the confidence of your drill holes in hitting mineralization and predicting mineralization between drill holes. I'm not sure if that's an adequate explanation, but it's really just tightening up your drilling to bring your inferred resources up into higher categories.
Okay, and the higher the category, basically, the more assurance that it is, in fact, an asset of consequence, correct?
Sure, absolutely. And then I guess the last thing to say on this, too, is that a resource is all of the work you do right up to doing a final feasibility study. And when you do a final feasibility study and it shows that resource can be mined at a profit, then it becomes a reserve.
Interesting point. Okay. Ralph, real quick, we got about a minute left here. In terms of capitalization, how are you guys doing there?
Well, we've just finishing off a little raise. We've brought in about $1.3 million, which we're doing an early close on. We're looking to raise another $500,000 to finish off that private placement. As people know, the capital markets are a little difficult right now, but we were actually able to raise that money at a premium to our trading price, which is unusual, but it's based on the strength of the project. So as far as finishing off our pre-feasibility data collection, we still need to raise more money, and we will be working towards getting that done over the fall, rest of the summer and fall. So we're confident we'll bring in the money to get all of the drilling done that is required to get to the pre-feasibility study.
Okay, there you have it from Ralph Shearing. I got to tell you, I have a lot of confidence in this guy. One of the reasons that I invested in the company to the extent that I did is, as you all know, I invest in people. I don't necessarily invest in companies, and I got a high level of confidence with Ralph Shearing. There's a video on our site, by the way, when I am chatting with Mr. Shearing. Take a look at it and see what you think. Again, don't construe this as being investment advice. It is not. I am not a registered investment advisor. I just tell you what I do. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature. The blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I have to say, some of the input that I get from doing this show, whether it's the daily show or the weekend show, basically comes at me asking me to talk more about companies as opposed to macroeconomic issues and political issues. And I have started to do that. I love talking politics and finance. In my opinion, they are critical inputs to investing. But, you know, you also have to have ideas, and we try to provide that. I've got Larry Ray with me right now. Larry is the president of one of our sponsor companies, American Manganese. In the interest of full disclosure, I want to say one thing, and that is I am a shareholder of American Manganese, and as my policy, you know, has been stated many, many times on this show, I purchased the stock, I believe it was last year, but I will not sell the stock without announcing on this particular program 3 days in advance of that sale. So I don't have to worry about that. I have no intention of selling my holdings in American Manganese right now, by the way. American Manganese is an interesting company in that they have a very, very, I think, intriguing asset in the state of Arizona. Larry, you've come out with exploration results pertaining to that asset on three different recent occasions through press releases. What exactly is going on down there?
Well, Al, we, as you know, we have a indicated and inferred resource. The indicated is 6.7 billion pounds, and the inferred is 8.9. What we've done is we've completed a drill program of 36 holes entailing about 35,000 feet or 10,700 meters for those that want to take it in meterage. And those results are coming out now. We've had three results. What we've found is that the resource seems to be thickening, and in areas that we had not expected it. So we're pretty happy with the results. What this will do for us, we've got more results coming because we've got 86 holes. I think we've announced 55 of them. And what this will do, it'll give us a new resource study, and hopefully we'll have a much larger, I know we'll have a much larger indicated category, and I'm hoping that we'll also have a larger inferred. And this will be used in the pre-feasibility work that's being done by Wardrop at this current time. And if you want, Al, I can continue on here and tell you about what else is happening.
Of course.
Certainly today we announced that we're listed on the Frankfurt Exchange, and whether that had anything to do with our 4-cent increase and to 65 on 400,000 shares, I couldn't say. But, you know, we got a lot of interest. We have quite a few smaller funds in Europe that are shareholders in the company, so we thought it was opportune and time that we should do a Frankfurt listing. So that's now done. And this fall, we expect to have a lot of interesting announcements. The first off is we should be testing in our pilot plant this next week. And the plant's located on the lower mainland here. And that'll give us the tie us in on, you know, on our recoveries and everything on a continuous basis rather than on a batch test and that we've been doing on the bench scale size. This is a much larger scale. I think a lot of companies are watching this. We've had a lot of interest from various companies around the world in what we're doing. Our potential is there to have a strategic partner, I think, and or perhaps a major backing on a funding. Now, right after the pilot plant testing is being done, Al, we'll have the Wardrop pre-feasibility study, which should come out late October, early November. That'll give us new numbers. I have to tell you that I expect that the numbers we used have been using, which are now 2 years old, will probably, you know, with the inflation and the creep that's in the industry, will probably increase the cost. It could go as high as 60 cents and probably increase the market cap to 120 to 130 million. I would certainly expect that. And but, you know, we'd still be way less than half of the Chinese cost of production at $1.30. So once those are out and the new resource study, I think, you know, the company will start trading in a new level.
It's tough to predict the future. You know, we really don't know what's going to happen, but you have to look at past events. You have to look at, you know, future planned events and how that can all affect the price of a stock. And that's something that I tell our listeners, you know, constantly. Larry, kind of changing horses here just a little bit. For those folks who aren't aware of the importance of manganese and the supply of manganese, can you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Okay, that's an interesting question, Al, and certainly it deserves a very concise answer. And I'd like to put it in a quote that was done by Brian Gilbertson, the ex-CEO of BHP and the current CEO of Pallinghurst, which is a big manganese producer. If you don't have manganese, you can't make steel, and if you can't make steel, the world stops. Well, what that tells you about the general use for manganese, it's used in the steelmaking industry. There's about 10 kilograms of, or 20 pounds of material that goes into each ton of steel. And there's no substitution. Absolutely nothing will substitute for that. So that is, if, as you watch the steel industry grow, which we've seen grow from 100 million tons here 15 years ago to, you know, 1.5 billion or whatever it is today, you know, that's a magnificent growth, and but as it grows at about 8%, so does the use of manganese. Now, that said and done, there's all kinds of forms of manganese. There's silica manganese, which is a smelting process. There's a ferromanganese, which is a smelting process. The one you read about most is the ore, which is used to make those products I just mentioned, and the ore is mined If it's 40% plus, it's mined just out of the pit and shipped direct. Or it's beneficiated if it's under 40% till it gets up to 40% and then it's shipped, and you get about 11 cents a pound. On the silica manganese and the high carbon ferro, you get about 60 cents a pound. On the low and medium, it's about $1.08 a pound. Now, the high end of the entire manganese scope is the electrolytic manganese metal. And that sells in the U.S. right now for $1.80. On the world market, about $1.55. It's quoted as FOB China, who produces, by the way, almost 99% of all the world's electrolytic manganese metal, which is of a 3 billion pound market. The it's quoted FOB China at $1.70 a pound. So the free world price is $1.55. The only way it could be that way is if the if you're having products smuggled from China to bypass that 20% export duty they have. There's no other way that they could be selling it for $1.55 if it's $1.70 FOB China. So there's interesting things happening in that market, Al. Not only is it being smuggled, the Chinese are starting to shut down some of their plants for environmental reasons and power consumption reasons. As a matter of fact, one article predicted a one-third to one-half of the production of electrolytic manganese out of China is going to be lost in the next 3 to 5 years. So that should tell us that the manganese prices are going to go up, and we're going to be there to capitalize on them.
You know, you've been involved in this industry for a long time, and you have seemed to have always been at the right place at the right time, you know, with companies like Ray Gold, et cetera. I don't see this as being really any deviation from the normal course of the experiences, you know, of Larry Ray, for lack of better terms. I guess one thing that I'd want to say to listeners is that one of the reasons that Kathy and I were quick to invest in this company when we had the opportunity is that, as a point of fact, you know, you look at the capital structure of the company, you look at what they have in terms of bank deposits, etc. Everything really is in their favor. Now, I'm not telling you to buy the stock or sell the stock because I'm not a registered investment advisor. I'm just, you know, in telling you what we're doing. And I'll tell you, I personally think it is a very, very interesting situation. Larry, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his 2 new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economic Support. I'm Al Corlin. I've got an old friend with me right now and kind of keeping with our train of thought, for lack of better terms, discussing companies. A company that I have known literally since its inception, and I have known its co-founders literally since the inception of the company, is Nova Gold. I like Nova Gold a lot. They are sponsors on our website, I have to say, and I'm also a shareholder, I have to say. I am invested in Nova Gold through the Encompass Fund, which is a great mutual fund that about 60-70% of their assets are in high-quality resource companies, and Nova Gold happens to be one of them, according to Marshall Beryl, who's the co-portfolio manager. Rick, a couple of interesting press releases came out. I'm looking at one that was on MarketWatch. It came out July 28th, across the wire at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You are discussing in this press release the value and potential of the Galore Creek Copper Gold Silver Project, which is up in northern British Columbia. What's going on up there?
Well, we just completed a pre-feasibility study, Al. It's an independent 43-101 study done by AMEC, which is one of the larger mining engineering firms out in here in Vancouver, and it's a great it's a great milestone for the company to achieve with our Galore Creek project, because it's one of these big billion ton porphyries.
Yeah.
And my phone just went off there.
Hey, it's not a problem.
And getting the feasibility study under a belt, sort of the pre-feasibility study under a belt, is great timing. The results show that you've got a really robust project, certainly in the current metal price environment, with NPVs up approaching pre-tax NPVs approaching $5 billion. So, and obviously, you wouldn't use long-term, or you wouldn't use spot metal prices to determine long-term value, but it's certainly an indication that it's a very leveraged project to copper, gold, and silver. You've got very low operating costs to produce a pound of copper, 80 cents using long-term metal prices of 265 copper, and again, losing spot prices of copper, gold, and silver, you're producing copper for about 42 cents a pound net of byproduct credits. And so what you can see there is there's kind of a natural hedge as a copper producer. When you're producing byproduct gold and silver credits, you have a natural hedge against inflation, which I think a lot of people are experiencing now. So it really demonstrates the robustness of the project as a copper project. You can also, you know, turn it around and look at it as a gold project. But the metal ratios, it's really 75% copper, 25% gold plus silver. So, you know, realistically, we look at it as a copper project with very low cash costs to produce a pound of copper. And, again, it's large scale. It's 95,000 ton a day through here. On average, you're producing over 300 million pounds of copper a year, and about 200,000 ounces of gold and about 3 million ounces of silver. So all three metals are obviously very, you know, very well represented. And, you know, again, favorable, safe jurisdiction in British Columbia, Canada.
Sure.
Canada's a great place to do business and a great place to do business with China from.
Yeah.
This concentrate product would go down to the Port of Stewart on the west coast of British Columbia, and you could send it anywhere to the Far East, Japan, Korea, China, or India, all of which need copper like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, like there's no next year, let's put it. I mean, boy, not only tomorrow. You completed a preliminary economic assessment on your Ambler copper, zinc, lead, gold, silver project in northwest Alaska. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that was, obviously, you know, it's a very high-quality project. Again, low geopolitical risk being located in United States jurisdiction. Alaska is a state, great place to do business, very much a resource development state. And this, what's unique about the Ambler project is it's a very high-grade copper, lead, zinc project, and particularly copper and zinc are very high. It's 4% copper and 6% zinc, so on a copper equivalent basis, there's also some precious metals. On a copper equivalent basis, you're looking at about an 8% copper equivalent grade, which is unheard of outside of perhaps the Congo, which, of course, comes with its own political baggage. So
yeah.
A very high-quality project. The resource that we talk about at Ambler is on one deposit called the Arctic Deposit. There are a dozen other projects with historically identified resources that we've not done proper 43-101 compliant resources on, so they'll only add to the whole overall resource base. We're drilling on one of those targets now. It's called Bornite. It's about 7-8 miles from the Arctic deposit. We've got a couple of rigs up there working, and you know, we'll be drilling. We are drilling on that. We'll be coming out with a resource update on that later. Actually, the drill hole results will come out late in the year, and then the actual resource will probably be in Q1 of 2012. So, a lot of activity going on that project as well. And as you saw, we put out a press release this morning, just really sort of highlighting the copper assets of the company, which are quite sizable. You'd be one of the, if those two operations would be in production, based on NovaGold's share of production, you'd be, you know, producing in excess of 300 million pounds of copper a year. So, you know, very, very significant. Obviously, the cash flow generation potential of something like that is huge. And you'd be, your cash costs would be right around 83 cents a pound. So just a huge, huge leverage to the copper metal. So as you probably also saw, we've engaged a couple of very well-known bankers in the mining business, J.P. Morgan and RBC, or Royal Bank of Canada, you know, Tier 1 banking institutions. We've engaged them to help us to look at the best way to maximize the value of these copper assets in a variety of, you know, looking for strategic investors, looking just to get our message out to the market more, because, as you know, there are not that many high-quality projects around the world, and these are two very high-quality projects. Ambler is a much smaller scale project than Galore, so it doesn't have that large capital number that Galore has with it. Galore is obviously a much bigger scale project, but because of the grade at Ambler, you've got, what I would like to say it is, you've got one-tenth the capital cost and about 10 times the grade to work with. So Ambler is a great high-quality project, fairly small, very modest capital. Galore Creek is at the other end of the spectrum. It's a massive project. It does have large capital, but you got, again, those low operating costs. So Both projects have operating costs at around 80, a little over 80 cents. In the case of AMLA, it's about 80 cents at Galore. Using long-term metal prices and using spot prices, you're about half that cost because of the kick-in that you get from the precious metal credits.
Rick, one question that I've got for you, and I want to go back to Galore Creek just for a second because we've really focused on that in the past. And I want to throw one thing in here. If you folks want to see, put a face with a name, we did a couple of interviews with Rick. About 12,000 of you have watched these two videos. But take a look at them, and you'll see, kind of the progression of Nova Gold over the past 6 to 12 months. But talking about Galore Creek again just for a second. Now, if I'm not mistaken, we're looking at a production date there, if memory serves me correctly, of around 2014. Is that correct?
No, it's a little bit longer. I mean, we start construction would be 2014, and then in production 2018.
Okay. Well, the interesting.
So we've got about 2 years of permitting to complete, and along with that, or parallel with that, we'll be completing the feasibility study, and then we would expect to initiate construction. And it'd be a four-year construction time. It is a very massive project. So I think that's pretty much in line with the other big projects that are being considered today.
Oh, yeah. But the point I wanted to make here for the listeners' benefit, is oftentimes you invest in companies that have huge, huge production possibilities, and the stock does well until the company goes into production, and then it just kind of becomes a basic fundamental play. And typically, you don't see a lot of appreciation in the share price based on company news, unless there is some significant appreciation in the price of their product. What I think is interesting about Nova Gold, and something that I think you really ought to keep in mind should you consider investing in the company, is that it's not a one-trick pony by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, Galore Creek is not only the tail wagging the dog, it's the tail and the body wagging the dog. However, you have to remember they've got the AMLA project, and they've also got some projects down in Argentina that are worth considering, along with others. So when you look at Nova Gold, look at the total picture. Don't just look at necessarily Galore Creek. Rick, appreciate your time, buddy. Listen, we're out of time here. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're going to be back with you next Saturday.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.